Columbia brings you Romance.
Romance, forever young, forever yours. I live in the great love stories of the past and in the tender love stories of today. I speak to the lover in all of you, signing myself from the heart. The story I'm going to tell you now is no ordinary one. Where boy meets girl, the accompaniment of violins and moonlight. Yet it is a romance. A romance of those carefree carnival days before the war. A love story as American as popcorn and peanuts. As American as merry-go-rounds and Ferris wheels. Bright lights and brighter stars. And the high, shrill excitement in the voice of the bartender.
Ladies and gentlemen, step a little closer. You are now standing directly in front of the big feature attraction of Colonel Gowdy's Big City Shows. The biggest show for the money that ever played your beautiful little city. On the inside, you'll see Princess Kalima, the pride of sunny Honolulu. And as a special advertising price, tonight the admission is only one dime, 10 cents, the tenth part of a dollar. Remember, it's the big feature show on the Midway. All ready? The box office is open. The performers retire. And the show starts right away.
Hello, Missy. Where are you going so fast? Can't you stop and talk a while? See, you were great out in front tonight. Sit down a moment.
Okay, Carrie. Hey, ain't that a new dress?
Well, fancy you noticing. You haven't kissed me.
That's easily fixed.
Oh, Missy, there's no one in the world like you.
That's right.
Modest, aren't you?
I like that dress. Makes your eyes look blue.
Well, they are blue. Missy, how much do you love me?
Enough. We ain't going to go through all that again, are we?
Well, a girl likes to be told. Missy, if you do love me like you say, why don't we get married?
Now, look, Carrie, we've been through this so many times, you don't seem to remember. I got a kid to put through college, and I ain't marrying anybody until he's educated. There ain't going to be any of your cheap colleges, either. It's a law college. It's going to cost plenty. Chris is going to have all the things that I missed out on.
Why couldn't we do it together, Nifty? I'd help. I'd be glad
to. No, the kid is my responsibility.
Okay, skip it.
You know what's wrong with you? You're jealous of the kid.
Don't flatter yourself. I don't care what you do. Jealous? Of all the crooks. Get out, will you? I'm tired of looking at you.
Oh, Carrie, you got to give me a chance. I ain't staying in this carnival racket always. And when I get ready to settle down, if you still want me, you'll find me with that ring in my pocket and minister in the box.
Guess I'll be hanging around until then. The waiting gets kind of hard sometimes.
Ah, you're all right, Carrie. Come on now, give us a kiss. I got to go back to my tent and get ready for the next show. Pucker up, kid.
You big bum.
Hello, Dad.
Chris, what are you doing here?
I came for a visit. You don't seem very glad to see me.
I'm not. This ain't no place for you. What'd you do, run off from Ella and your grandpa?
Oh, not exactly. They knew I was coming. I kind of got to missing you, so I looked up in Billboard where your carnival show was playing, and, well, I rode out on the first freight.
Freight? What's the good of me shelling out good money to get you educated if you're going to be a bum?
I'm not going to be a bum. School's out for the summer. Gee whiz, Dad, I didn't want to go against you, but I'm not cut out for a farm. I want to travel and see things the way you do.
I don't want you to travel with me.
Well, what's the matter? I'm your son. I've got a right to be with you once in a while, haven't I?
Yeah, sure you have, but I want to keep you away from this kind of life. I want something different for you, kid.
What's good enough for my old man is good enough for me.
Well, you sure have grown up since I seen you last. So you're 19, ain't you?
I'm going on 20, and big for my age at that.
Why'd you come here, son? What are you after? What's on your mind?
Well, I thought I might get a job for the summer doing something around the show.
Well, get that out of your head right now. What do you suppose I've been sending money to keep you in school for? To end with messing up around with carnivals? No, sir. You're going to amount to something. You got to, Chris. You ain't forgetting about being a lawyer, are you?
No, of course not. But this is vacation. Oh, look, Dad. It isn't going to hurt me any to pal around with you this summer. I can always go home if it doesn't work out. Ask the Colonel if he won't give me a job with the show. Just for the summer. Okay, Dad?
Well, it's against my better judgment. But okay, son. Carrie, you and me got something to say to each other. Sit down.
Yeah?
What's the idea of giving the kid a drink a little while ago?
Oh, he asked for one.
Well, you didn't have to give it to him. You know better than that. If he asked you, he was just showing off, trying to be a big man.
He's not exactly in the cradle anymore, Nifty. He's old enough to know what he's doing.
Well, I won't have him drinking, even if I have to break his neck.
Nifty, what's eating you? You haven't been yourself since the kid came.
Well, man looks different to himself when he starts looking at himself through his son's eyes. My kid thinks I'm something to look up to, so I gotta be something for him to look up to.
Well, well, a reformed character. Why, you big jerk, you can't give a zebra new stripes.
Now listen, Carrie, all this talk ain't doing no good. I've been thinking things over, and I decided that the only thing to do is lay our cards on the table. Now, you and me have been pulling together for some time, and you're a good kid. But it comes down to this. We're through.
Through? Nifty, you don't mean that. You can't mean that. We've had fights before.
This ain't something I'm doing on the spur of the moment. I've been doing a lot of thinking about it. And that's the way it's got to be from here on in.
Nifty, don't do this. Don't you know how it is with me? I don't know what I'll do without you.
Now, don't get me wrong, Carrie. I'm not ditching you as far as the show's concerned. You're a swell little dancer, and your job is good as long as you're with the outfit.
Thanks. So you're walking out. You're really doing it.
Yep.
You don't love me anymore.
I didn't say that, but I got to think of Chris.
Chris?
He's never been around carnival people before. He's used to a different class.
So that's it. I'm not good enough to associate with your precious Chris. Well, I'll show you whether I'm good enough or not. I'll show you.
Take it easy. That ain't going to get you anywhere.
Sure, take it easy. Don't upset Nifty Miller. He's a kingpin around here. He can walk in and out of anyone's life whenever his Royal Highness desires.
Okay, Carrie. Let's leave it that way. So long.
Hey, what's the matter, Carrie? You crying in there? Where's Nifty? Just heard his voice.
He's gone.
Oh, well, don't cry about it. You've had fights before.
Not like this one. With Lou. All washed up.
Huh?
Turn out the spotlight, wash off the grease paint, and go home. I've played my scene and it's curtain.
Why, the big stiff. Who does he think he is, anyhow?
Just Nifty Miller. But that's plenty terrific, and he knows it. It was over that drink I gave Chris. I was just trying to make friends with the kid.
Ah, they make me sick, both of them. Coming around here with their airs.
Are you sure they both make you sick? I've noticed Chris has been kind of tagging you around lately.
Ah, he's a baby.
Oh, you haven't seen 20 yourself yet, kid.
Sure, but I'm carnival, not society. Why, I could be 40 compared to him.
Well, you want to help me pack?
Pack? You're not leaving the show.
The only thing I can do now.
Say, why don't you do something to turn the laugh on Nifty?
Do something to Nifty? Well, like how?
Well, he's so crazy about his precious kid, isn't he? We ought to be able to figure out something. I might try my charms on Chris.
Lou, that's a swell idea. Would you do that? Would you help me get the kid away from Nifty?
Sure. Sure I would, Carrie. At least I'd try. He might not fall for it, you know.
Why, he can't take his eyes off you already. You're the prettiest thing he's ever seen. And he's green as grass. You can pick him off like nothing.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just a bum hunch. I don't see how to help you any.
Listen, Lou, you're fed up with this outfit, ain't you? You said so yourself time and again. And if you had the stake, you'd blow tomorrow, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you can say that again. You wouldn't be able to see my dust.
Okay, Lou. You make this kid fall for you, and I'll give you $100.
$100? Holy cow!
Is it a deal?
It's a deal. Chris! Hey, Chris, wait for me!
Oh. Hello, Lou.
Say, where you going?
Just walking.
Mind if I come along?
No, of course not.
Gee, swell night, isn't it? Oh, just look at that moon.
Yeah, it sure is. I like to walk at night. Everything seems different somehow. It's like another world.
You're a funny kid.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. The things you say.
I'm glad you came along.
Why?
Guess I just wanted to get acquainted with you, that's all. You seem kind of different from all the rest. Somehow, I know you think I'm crazy, but, well, it seemed as though the first time I saw you, something happened to me inside. And I thought, this is going to be important.
Well, that's a new line.
Oh, it isn't a line. See, I haven't known very many girls. I never had much time for them. I'm afraid I haven't got a line.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I was just thinking how beautiful you are in the moonlight.
You're very sweet.
You're very lovely. Do you think it would be all right if I kissed you?
Well, I couldn't answer that beforehand.
All right, Lou.
All right, Chris.
Hey, Happy, you seen Chris anyplace?
The last I seen him, he was riding on the Ferris wheel with Lou.
We'd better get off, Chris. Your father will be looking everywhere for you.
Oh, let's not get off. Let's never get off. Let's ride round and round with the Ferris wheel until the world ends. I love you, Lou.
Do you, Chris?
Lou, how do you feel? You never say... I'd like you to say you love me.
Oh, gee, I love everything tonight. The stars and the carnival and the Ferris wheel and... Oh, say, come on, we gotta get off and go to work.
Oh, but Lou,
come on, Chris, there's Nifty down there.
All right, Lou. Have it your own way. Have it your own way.
Why are you sitting all alone, Nifty? Where's Chris?
I don't know. Busy someplace. What's it to you, Carrie?
Oh, nothing. Only I think I'd be wondering if I was you. He's probably up on top of the hill again. Spends a lot of time up there lately.
Oh! Hey, I'm all out of breath.
There you are, my lady. Oh. The world at your feet and the stars at your fingertips. Let's sit down against that boulder. Something I want to ask you.
Say, you look kind of serious.
I've never been more serious in my life.
Well, I'm waiting to hear what you have to say.
I don't know exactly how to say it. Not funny. All my life I've thought someday there'd be one special girl. And I'd take her on top of the tallest hill I could find. And then I'd say, it's you I've been waiting for. That world down there will be the most wonderful place in the world. If you'll put your hand in mine and go into it with me. And if you won't, and I have to go back to it alone, I'll be lonely all the rest of my life.
Chris. Chris. Oh, my darling.
Carrie, are you telling me the truth? You gave that little tramp $100 to go after Chris?
I was mad. I don't know what I was thinking about. Oh, Nifty, I don't know what to do.
Never mind, Carrie, I know what to do. When they come back from their walk, I'll be waiting for them.
Well, we're almost home. Chris, there's something I gotta tell you. I've been wanting to tell you, but I just didn't know how.
You mean about Carrie and the $100?
You knew about that?
I've known all along. People who live in tents don't really have secrets from each other.
You hate me, don't you?
Oh, Lou, what does it matter how it started? What's behind us? The only important thing is how we take it from here.
Oh, Chris, I love you so much. I just couldn't say it before. It just didn't seem honest. But you knew it, didn't you? You knew that, too.
Yeah, I knew that, too. Will you marry me, Lou?
Oh, thanks so much, Chris. I'd love to.
Well, guess that calls for a kiss.
Chris, take your hands off that woman.
Hello, Father. Lou, go on back.
No, I'll stick with you, Chris.
No, this is between my father and me. You go back.
All right, Chris.
I'm glad you met us, Dad. Now you know, I don't have to hide it from you anymore. I would have told you about Lou and me when we first fell in love, but I didn't think you'd understand.
I'd have understood, all right. I know Lou. I've known her kind most of my life.
You don't know Lou. You wouldn't speak about her like that. I love her, and she loves me. You might as well get used to it.
She loves you. You bet she loves you. She loves you so much she took $100 to get you to fall for her. You didn't know that, did you?
Yes, I knew it, and it doesn't matter. She was doing it for Carrie. Someone had to do something for Carrie when you walked out on her.
Carrie is my business and nobody else's.
You thought you were too good for her, didn't you? You think you're too good for everyone in the carnival. Well, okay, I guess that makes you too good for me, too.
Son, don't you understand why? Don't you know why? It was for you. I want something better for you.
What's wrong with the people here? So they're rough and ready and short on grammar. But they're honest and they're loyal. And they'll stick to you when you're in trouble.
You got to marry the right kind of a girl from a good family with class to her. Lou ain't good enough for you.
I love her. I'm going to marry her.
You fool, you don't have to marry her kind.
If you weren't my father, I'd kill you for that.
I'd like to knock your block off. Maybe a good licking would bring you to your senses.
I don't care what you do to me. But you're not going to say anything against her. Dad, she isn't like that at all. She's wonderful and good and clean. She's everything a man would look up to and honor in a woman.
Ah.
She told me about the $100 herself. She didn't mean to get into it. She was just trying to comfort Carrie. She wouldn't have taken the money.
Well, she'd better. She'll need it. She's fired.
Fired?
That's right. We don't want her with the show anymore.
Then you don't want me either, do you?
You're staying here.
You can't make me.
You'll see whether I can make you or not. You're my son, and you'll do as I say. She's leaving, and you're staying. That's all. Now then, what are you going to do about that?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together in the presence of God in this company to bring together this man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony.
I'll help you in the car, Mrs. Miller.
Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Chris Miller. Gee, it's a lovely sounding name. Think the Colonel would mind if we turn on the radio?
No, I don't think so. It was swell of him to loan us the car.
Do you think he guessed?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Too bad we got no time for a real honeymoon.
Song. It's a nice song to listen to on our wedding night. I don't want to walk without you. Kind of says everything, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah, I guess it does at that.
Let's remember everything about tonight. The way the stars looked and how sleepy the justice was and the funny little house he lived in. And the way we drove back together. Will you remember all those things about your wedding, Mr. Miller?
I'll remember you.
Hello, Lou. I see you're packing.
That shouldn't surprise you. You fired me, didn't you?
I should have killed you. It's all I can do to keep from shoving my fist right down your throat.
Oh, save it, Nifty. I don't scare easy.
How much?
How much what? What are you talking about?
You got married tonight, didn't you? What's your price? You knew I'd pay off to get him out of it.
Look, I love Chris Nifty. That's why I married him. It's about time you learned that just because Chris is your son, that don't mean you own him. He's got a right to live his own life. You hadn't tried to boss him, so he might not be running away with me tonight.
Running away? Where do you think you're going?
We're not particular. But we won't stay here.
Chris ain't going away.
Yeah, how you stop him? You can't lock him up in a closet like he was a 2-year-old.
Ah, Lou, don't do this. Don't take Chris away from me. Don't you see you'll ruin him? He ain't just an ordinary carnival bum. He's got a future. With the right education, he can be a big lawyer. Lou, I'll give you enough to put you on Easy Street. You can find plenty of other guys to marry you.
Nifty, it's no use.
He ain't your kind. He's only a green country kid that don't know what it's all about. And when he wakes up, he'll never forgive you for tricking him into marrying you.
I didn't trick him, you know that. I'm not taking Chris away from you, Nifty. He's coming because he wants to. And if you don't believe that, talk to him yourself. See if you can make him change his mind.
And if I do, you'll step out?
I'll step out and it won't cost you a cent. Why, I'll even...
Ready, darling? Oh. Hello, Dad.
You'll leave us alone?
Sure. Sure, I'll leave you alone.
What's the matter, Lou?
Oh, nothing, Chris. I'll be outside. If you want to change your mind about coming, it's all right, you know.
I won't be changing my mind. And you're staying right here. You're my wife now, and anything he has to say, he can say to both of us. Well, what's on your mind, Dad?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Go away with her and don't ever let me see you again. She's got you. She can keep you. You ain't worth saving.
Okay, Dad. Come on, Lou.
Nifty! I couldn't help hearing Nifty. It's me, Carrie.
Carrie. Carrie!
Let go of my arm. You're hurting me.
There's a question I want you to answer, and if you lie to me, I swear I'll kill you. Did you get that little devil to take him away from me? Answer me!
No! No!
You're lying. You know you are.
Nifty!
You don't think I mean it, do you? Well, you'll see whether I mean it or not. You'll never double-cross me again. I'll learn you.
Nifty, stop it. You're... In God's name, man, what are you doing?
He tried to kill me. He tried to kill me.
You're all right, Carrie. Get back to your own tent.
You don't know what she done.
No matter what she done, you've got no right to do a thing like this. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Nifty, as long as we've worked together, I never saw you lose control of yourself like that before.
I wish I'd killed her. I'm sorry, Hap. I gotta get out of this carnival. You'll have to take over for me.
You don't mean that, Nifty. What'll you do? Where'll you go?
What difference does it make where I go? All I know is I'm through with trooping. It's lost me my son. That's what it's done. It's lost me my son.
Honey? Why, Nifty, how on earth did you...
I just dropped by for a visit, if it's all right.
Sure, of course it's all right. Come on in and let me take your coat. Oh, Chris, surprise!
Hmm? Who is it? Dad, it's good to see you.
Well, I just happened to be in Chicago, in your neighborhood. I thought I'd see how you was getting along.
Oh, we're so glad. Gee, it's been almost a year, and that's too long. Oh, excuse me a minute. I got something on the stove.
You're looking better than I ever seen you, son.
Thanks, Dad. I'm feeling good. I got a job at nights. I have to leave pretty soon, as a matter of fact. At daytimes, I'm in school. I'm going to be a lawyer yet. Lou's working in a store.
Lou's doing that?
Yeah, that's right. She wants me to get through school, and that was the only way we could manage it.
I guess I made a mistake. Guess I was a little too hard on Lou.
Well, that's over now. We can be a family now, can't we, Dad?
Son, I...
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Say, we've had a couple of letters from the carnival asking about you. They want you back pretty bad.
No, I'm all through with that.
Through with all that? And you the best barker in the business?
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and see the greatest little show on earth. Why, that's the blood in your veins and the light in your eyes. You can't give that up. Oh, by the way, Dad.
Chris, can you come here a minute?
Oh, excuse me, Dad. Have a chair. And there's some of your favorite cigars in that box. They might be a little stale. They've been waiting for you a long time.
Thanks, son.
What is it, Lou?
We better let Carrie go in alone.
How does he look?
A little too thin. He's been down on his luck. Oh, he's got to go back to the carnival. They need him, and he needs them.
He may not want to see me. Why don't you let me sneak out the back door?
Nothing doing. You're going in. Go on.
Nifty.
Carrie. How'd you get here?
Oh, I was just passing through town with the show. We've missed you, Nifty.
Hey, ain't that a new dress?
It is. It is a new dress. Oh, fancy you noticing.
It's a nice dress. Blue always was your color, Carrie.
Oh, Nifty. It's been so long. I've been waiting so long. And any day now, they'll be calling me an old maid.
Are we going to go through that again?
But you said when Chris was through school, and he's going to be through any year now.
You still want me after the way I treated you?
We both made mistakes, Nifty. We let our tempers get away from us, but that doesn't change how we feel inside. Nifty.
Huh?
Aren't you going to kiss me?
Sure I am. Pucker up, kid.
Say, you two, why don't you get married?
Now you're talking. What do you say, Carrie? Well, come on, come on. Don't keep me waiting. We got a train to catch if we're going to catch up to the show. We got to see about a preacher and a license. What do you say?
Oh, you big bum.
Atta girl, I knew you'd say yes. But come on, let's see about the handcuffs, and then we'll head for the Midway. It's warm weather. Ought to be a good night. Can't you smell the popcorn and the peanuts and the elephants? Can't you hear that music playing and see those crowds? Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and see the biggest little show on earth. For 10 cents, one-tenth of a dollar. The most stupendous, the most colossal, the most terrific show on earth. Come on, Carrie. Let's go home.
The curtain has fallen on the Barker, but though the play is over, I do not leave you. I linger in your memory to return next week to quicken your hearts with another great love story. The play that shall speak for me then is The Prisoner of Zender by Anthony Hope. Till then, till curtain time next week, I wish you love and happiness. My name is Romance.
You've been listening to Romance, a program produced each week by Columbia to bring you the great romantic plays and love stories of all time. The play tonight was The Barker by Kenyon Nicholson, adapted for radio by Gene Holloway, with script supervision by Albert R. Perkins. The play was directed by Marx Loeb, music conducted by Charles Paul. The part of Nifty was played by Eric Dressler. Carrie was Henny K. Backus. Lou was Peggy Zinke. Chris was Jackie Kelk, and Hap was Joseph Boland. Listen next week at the same time when we'll bring you our next great romance, The Prisoner of Zender. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.